Okay, you're not missing if you, for internet listeners, if you think that you were, this is going to be very difficult. Can you tell me we have regular scheduled cheer here, if you wouldn't mind? Do you know?
I will.
Okay. Okay, we'll start over.
Maybe by the time we're done with this, yeah.
Okay, for our YU Torah Web listeners, I got a whole bunch of questions because the shiurim just went up over the web, and so people were catching up. I got some excellent questions. I say, well, I welcome telephone calls, and I'm not going to say my telephone number, my cell number, over to be posted on YU Torah Web, because I see what happened to my Rebbe when he had the shiur of his posted. He couldn't go to the Daf Yomi or something, so I don't need that to happen to me. But you can send me an email. You can send me an email at robglickmanshiur@earthlink.net. There's somebody who goes through that every day, and they call out, they take out all the hate mail. I never see that, and they just send me the shilas, right? So you can actually... my research assistant will get it to me to make sure that you get an answer, either via these recorded shirim, and that's if I think that it's a question that deserves general attention, or via email. And some of the best discussions that we've had here have resulted from questions that were raised by listeners over yutorah.org. So I'm particularly gratified to have B'nai Torah listening, because I worry constantly that a Davar Takola might be go forth in these shiurim. So it's if a great Tana had such a fear, then Al Chas Kama V'Chama, I have such a fear. And I have people that listen to this that are big Talmidei Chachamim. And sometimes the questions are really, really good, and I learn from the questions too. So please don't hesitate. So we're going to open today with a series of questions that were submitted recently, because of the number of shiurim that were posted at once, and that's why I got so many. In Siman Pei Zion, the Shach writes that a non-Jewish housekeeper working in a Jewish home should keep two separate pots, right? So somebody just questioned me about that. One for Fleishik and one for Milchik. So the listener on YUTorah.org asks, I live in Borough Park among yeshiva light like me. I'm just quoting the question. I've never seen this practice. Does the Rav have anything to add here? In fact, the Shach does have a basis for the Chumrah from the Morfed. Do you remember? Did anybody see that? The hashash is not that the housekeeper, called here a shifcha, will cook basar b'chalav for herself, but that the Jewish homeowner might come along and be mechate be'esh underneath it, and therefore have done, unthinkingly, stir the coals and raise the flame to keep the pot cooking, just like Shabbos. And why do I add the word unthinkingly? Because the phrase comes from Hilchos Shabbos, right? Specifically, Parakira. So even if we are well aware that it's Shabbos, the Kira must be Grufa or Ktuma that is swept clear of fuel so that the Baal HaBayis doesn't unthinkingly stir the ashes to assist the cooking process. So the Shach cites the Mordecha here, first here, that stirring the ashes, or adjusting the flame for that matter, is itself an act of Bishul. Since Bishul Basar B'chalav is Usur, even without eating, the chashash is enough to insist that the housekeeper maintain her own separate pots. This way, the Baal HaBayis need not be concerned that he might perform or assist an act of Bishul. So the Shach himself says, this is just a Chumrah Ba'alma. The Ein Ho'olam Nizharin B'zeh. So I guess the force of the question then that was asked in the email is that how come very punctilious people do not take this extra precaution? And for that... I have no answer other than to say that if even the Shach says the practice is not to be concerned about this hashash, then that must be enough even for machmirin. Okay, that's the first question. The latter poskim emphasize the Gavurcha that the Shach's comment that this is just a chumrah ba'alma only pertains to the two-pot requirement for shifcha, not the Ramah's stricture against stirring a pot. That's not a chumrah ba'alma. That's Iser. Okay? Now, a related question is whether a non-Jew may cook for himself on Jewish premises on Shabbos. Shouldn't there be a chashash, Shema Yichate B'Gechalim, right? Shouldn't you have the saying? So let's say I have a non-Jew who lives in my house, right? And the cook's on Shabbos for him or herself, right? Don't I have the chashash, Shema Yichate B'Gechalim? If we do that Shema Yichate B'Esh, we say by Basar B'Cholov, then we should certainly say it by Shabbos. Shouldn't there be such a chashash? So for an interesting discussion, this is came up. You can see the shoot Divrei Malkiel. It's Chelik Beis Siman Mem. That's also cited, by the way, in the Badei Shulchan, who explores the connection between the two questions that were asked. I do want to note that when you're researching a point of halacha, after you've done your homework in the tour, the Beis Yosef, and the cited sugyas, and the Shulchan Aruch with Nosei Kelim and the Prima Gadim, then it's a good idea to check the Badei HaShulchan, right? If the Ikar of your knowledge of Yerodeya comes from the Badei HaShulchan, that's not so good, right? The Mechaber is considered one of the important poskim of our day, and I think it's a privilege to have access to his halachic thinking through his printed works. So the listener had a second question on the same Haggah, which I also want to answer because I think it's an important one. The Rama quotes that one shouldn't mix water into a fleshic kli with water in which milchiks were cooked and then feed it to an animal since it's usher b'hana. So it's not only usher b'hana, it's also usher levashel. So the questioner says, would I explain, please? Okay. So the Yad Yehuda asked the exact same question. Right? I ain't sham on the spot. You can also find shades of an answer in the Crazy Uplacy, but I don't want to drive Brian nuts, so we won't cite it. I'll formulate an answer following his derech, though, and I'm going to send it, Blee Netter, to you via email. So if you're listening today, you'll allow me a couple of days. The next question. Here's another question that was addressed to me. I'm just reading my emails here. They were put into a single email by my assistant and sent to me. First, thanking the Rav for posting the shiurim. My chavrus and I enjoy them very much. Appreciate the Rav allows them to go up without much editing. We know that the Rav worries about making errors and could be more precise, but we want to see the material as soon as possible. So we thank you and the buckler who prepares them. Mazel tov to him and his family. Very nice, because I mentioned... I know, so, yeah. So that's what he said. What are the tshuvas we should... So he asked, what are the tshuvas we should be preparing for gelatin? So I mentioned, please look in the Igros Moshe Yoredeya Chelik Beis. It's around Lamed to Lamed Hey, I don't remember exactly, but you'll find it easily. It's somewhere in the ballpark there. And I believe Ned, I'm going to summarize the tshuva on Sunday. So you want to look at that. The next question is, where does 5.5 hours come from? In the Mir, we were told that this was the sheet of Reb Chaim Brisker. Is this a din of Mitzas Shah Kikula like by Avelis? That's what the person asked. Okay? Okay, good question, right? Okay? So the Lashon of the Rambam is Kishe Shaos, he says, which means approximately She Shaos. So, I intend to discuss this actually with Rav Ganak because I heard something from a Talmid in his name that's similar to something I want to say, and if he says it, then I know that it's right. Okay, what I wanted to say is this: Miktsas Hayom Bekulo is a din in rounding. Right? It means you round up, right? You're over half the day, you round up, or even if you have a piece of a day, you might round up to a full day. When would you round? Only when you're required to do a numerical count, Sphira. Right? So I said this a couple of years ago, and somebody said they heard it in that Rav Ganaki's Chavrusa and another Seder had heard it had taken Rav Ganaki, that he had said the same thing. So I've got to question him and see if that's what he says. I therefore would say that when you have a din of Sphira, when you're obligated to count 7 days, then we could say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, right? The 7 days of Avelis. But unless there's a requirement of the Sphira that there be Tmimos or Me'es La'es for another reason, there's some Drasha, then rounding applies. But this is not an Inyan of Sphira for Hamtana, for waiting. There's no such Inyan of Sphira, right? It's a different notion altogether. the Rambam, I think, seems to be explaining our Gemara, right? He waited misuda lesuda. This was probably not a precise calculation of 6 hours, so the shear is approximate. Kishay shows. So I think the 5.5 hours comes from the Rambam, right? And it could very well have been Reb Chaim Brisker's Shita, I don't know. But the fact they never investigated. But the fact of the matter is that's where the Kishay shows into the 6th hour or 5.5 hours comes from. And it's not because of Mitzas Hashah Kukula, it's because, or Mitzas Hashir Kukulo, but it's because the actual din is Misuda Lesuda. Misudasa Lesudasa Achrisa, right? And that's not a din, that's not a clock time. That's an approximate time, so he said about Shei Shos. They didn't say, oh, 6 hours on Chayav to eat, right? So, in other words, it's about that, and therefore approximately, and 5.5 would be good enough, okay? That's where that comes from, okay? I think that's the explanation of that. And the other questions that I made reference to, I'll try to answer via email. And if you could look, also, those of you who are here, you don't have to be on the internet to love Levy's rye bread, right? So you could also look at the Igros Moshe Tshuva on gelatin, which I'm going to summarize on Sunday. Maybe we'll actually read it, but unfortunately, I don't own a hard copy of Igros Moshe. I have it on CD. I bought the CD. Oh, do you have a hard copy? I bought the CD, and I have to find the CD. Yeah. Okay. He meant the chosen one. Okay. The golden child. Okay, that's what he meant. Okay. Now, so those are. I think those are pretty good questions. I think we're profiting from the participation of these people, okay? No matter how little respect they have for Gabriel. Okay.
I have a question on Kishay Shows.
You have a question on Kishay Shows, okay? I see you're wearing wooden shoes, too. Okay, go ahead. So you're going to tell me you're Dutch.
No, yeah, but once okay. We're already saying that because the din is based on Misuda Lesuda,
right?
And the Rambam himself doesn't give an exact time, so then it shouldn't even, so 5 hours and 30, that should be irrelevant too, because once I tell you that there's shir, it should be any time between, meaning if I'm jumping, if it's a little bit, you know, it's not just I'm eating 2 meals 10 minutes after the other, but I'm actually eating 2, you know, it's 3 hours later, it's my next meal, so automatically I should be able to do that.
Let me tell you as a mathematician, that if you said to me 5 hours and 2 minutes, I would say that's kichamesh shows. If you said to me 5 hours and 58 minutes, I would say that's kishesh shows. If you said 5.5, I'd say that's kishesh shows.
But what if I'm saying is that if the Gemara is saying
6 hours,
right?
That's what it's based on.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's not like the Gemara is based on the Suda. He's making up kishesh.
Yeah, but let me ask you the following. Okay, did they automatically wait the 6 hours? How about when the day was very short, seasonally? How long did they wait then? Probably less time.
Right, but the only thing he has to work with here is if the Gemara pulls a name on Gemara Oath or whatever, it says right. He's going to be into the Lesuda.
Right. And then he has the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the
Lesuda.
No, absolutely. We explained that the other time. But my point about it is this. That is an imprecise time. That's not a time. He only was able to relate that to a clock because what he knew about the practice of Talmidei Chachamim.
Right.
But they themselves were not Yekis.
Right? It's imprecise too. That's the point. That's my problem. That yeah, you could say it's 5 hours and 2 minutes. I would say it's like 5 hours and 5 hours and 3. I would say it's like 6 hours. But once he puts it in,
I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying. But I would like you to look in your heart, and I would like you to ask yourself—not now, but look in your heart this evening—and ask yourself that if the Rambam had said Shei Shaos, you would have said, "Why does he require full 6 hours?" I think you would have said that. You would have said, look, it's just the amount of time they waited between meals. They waited about 6 hours. He should have said kishay shows.
But does he say...
So you don't object to the Rambam, chas v'chalila. You object to the application of saying 5.5. Is that what you object to?
I have a more general objection to this whole thing.
Okay.
Because if he's really based on the social mores of how much time I wait between meals... So then really it should be day to day. You know, certain days I eat meals, you know, 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock.
No, because that's not the way we explain Marukba. What Marukba said is his father was really a machmir. His father used to wait me'ace la'ace, 24 hours. He didn't want to have him the same day. He said, you know what? Marupa said, I think a smaller amount of time is right because, and if you explain like Rashi or like the Rambam, what the reason is because of the either the Nimshach HaTam or something like that. So he says, I think it's enough to wait a smaller period of time. The Tam goes away. Or the Basar Shebein HaShinayim, if you explain the Gemara that way, is not, still Basar at that point. So I think a smaller amount of time is right. But it certainly wouldn't say that he said it if he said, excuse me, if he said, I just stam wait me suda la suda, and some days I eat suda, I eat one suda and then I just wash and I eat another suda. Right? Yeah. So the question of the matter is, it seems to be that if the first shear is, he's vinegar legabe wine, right? So if the father waits a time, chronological time amount, it would seem that his vinegar-based shiur is also a time-based amount, it would think. Dan, what do you think of that? If the father is wine and he's vinegar, he's not soda, the son of wine, he's vinegar, the son of wine. He's wine that went a little bit bad. The father waits a time, a long time. He waits a shorter time. I think Tosfos doesn't really fit the Gemara as well as the idea that Suda is a shear of time.
I would actually go the opposite and say that I think Tosfos in the end would fit into the Sugya more because it's...
And to my great delight, it is not the first time that we've disagreed, nor will it be the last.
Even if you want to argue that, yes, he's saying, I'm vinegar like wine, until you give... Because he's saying Bain Suda La Suda, and he's not saying, oh, but it's an objective time or whatever it is, then I think Tosfos might be a better read, that it really literally means Bain Suda La Suda.
Okay, well, let's continue with the Sugya. Let's go back to the Sugya, and we'll double back a little bit to that last piece. Remember, we wound up the two Tamim we said in Rav Chisda, and we said the Tur Paskins, Tov Lechos B'chumre Shnei Atamim, and we lived, there's a Taz Ba'arichus there about the two Tamim, should hold from both of them. Then, let's make sure everybody's in the same place. The Sugya continues. Amar Mar Upa, Ana Lahamilsa Chala Bar Chamra. And as we've been making reference to, Rashi explains, for this matter, L'dabar Zeh Ani Garua Me Avi, Kechometz Ben Yayin. I've degraded my father's shiur, the way wine degrades, if that's the right word, into vinegar. Right? Te'ilu Abba ki hava achal bisra ha'idna lo hava achil gvina ad l'machar. Ve'ilu ana behasu dasahu delo achilna lusu dasa akwisa achilna. So Mar Ukva used to wait between Basar to Gvina, the shear of Suda to Suda, as we learned last time. Now, I'd like to continue being Medayek as to what exactly this shear is. It's clear that it's more than the shear of Kinuach HaPeh and Netilas Yadayim, as we said last time, for sure. Okay? So if we look in Be'er HaGra, like we did in the Shulchan Aruch last time in Ospeis, we'll discover the following. Medina Kamar, Dehakare Nafshe Chala Shelo Asa Geder Lahachmir. He called himself spoiled because he didn't do the Geder that his father, Bechasiduso, did. The Rif explains Mar Ukba as a continuation of what Rav Chisda, of what we saw by Rav Chisda. As a matter of fact, let's go to Dapei Arif, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. I did have a suggestion. Someone sent me an email who listens to these. Why don't you have tabs in advance in your Gemara, because there's always a long wait time. Not a bad idea, but you know, the buffer didn't take care of it. Right. Okay, so where am I here? I'm having a lot of trouble finding. Ah, here we are. Lamed Zion B'dah Pei Arif. And it's Amud Lamed Zion Amud Beis B'Shamiinan. It's right where the lines get wide, unless you're looking at a CD-ROM. Everybody have it? Okay. V'shamina meha dehai de'amar rav chista achal basar asur lechol gvina de'lo share lemechal gvina basar bisra ela ad deshahi le'shiur My ditzar, shir my ditzarik l'sudas afrisa. D'lo shichan man d'sharei lemechal gvina basar bisra v'pachos mehai shiura. V'ha'amar ukba apagav d'sharei le ki hai shiura kari anafshe chala bar chamra. Okay? So in other words, the way the Rif reads the sugya, mar ukba comes to define the shiur of Rav Chista that Rav Chista left indeterminate. Okay? So the Gra explains the Sudash Shachris Shel Tamid Chacham Hu B'Shah Shishis. From the Gemara we learn that everybody ate at the sixth hour at night. The Shah, the 12th hour of the day. A Talmid Chacham, Talmid Chachamim, ate at the sixth hour. Klomar, between 11 in the morning and noon. So therefore, it comes out from here that they must have waited in practice about 6 hours. Right? That's the time that they used to eat. They used to eat, remember what does it say? They used to eat bishaa hashishis. Not at precisely, but during that hour. So it could be that they only waited 5 and a half if they ate during that hour.
It could be that they waited 4, though. The point is that, yeah, that's what they did on a normal occasion, but, you know, there is some, you know, what about in the other occasions? The fact that he's telling you when they were eating sort of implies, A, that there were social mores of whatever time period there were.
No, I think it's a definition of equal.
I'm not sure about that. I think.
Well, because you otherwise, what you'd have to do is they'd have to ask and say, well, wait a minute. Why do you say Suda if it's totally Talia B'Suda? Didn't you tell me the reason is for Nimshach HaBasar, Nimshach HaTam, or Basar Ben HaShinayim? There's only two reasons that are given. It has to be for those reasons. They don't disagree. Otherwise, they should have raised the question and said, how about those reasons?
They're establishing it based on what the people are doing, not so much as when Tom actually leaves or when it doesn't leave or anything of the sort. Which means that, yes, those are the terms that they're using, but I'm not sure they're actually...
No, you need a general term for all people.
But I'm not sure
people.
They're taking that into account. I'm not sure the Gra takes that into account when he's pointing out they ate at the 6 hour in the morning and then they ate at about the 6 hour at night.
Which gives you reference only to what Marukba meant. That's what he meant. He said, in practice, it seems to be Suda L'Suda. Right? Because that's what I have to eat that amount. But he doesn't disagree with the Tom. The Gra doesn't say, by the way, Rambam and Rashi are wrong. That's not the Tom. So in my own mind, I'm going to stick with my, you know. Now, there are circles where all of halakha is just social mores, sociological, right? Unfortunately, we have much too much of that these days. Although you're going to disabuse me of my orthodoxy later, I understand, with a pre-Kaddish, yes.
Okay. We thought she did have said that you wait half of daylight hours, so depending on...
So the question is, could it be Shaul's Demonios or something of that sort, right?
I mean, just on the context of this is when you eat lunch and this is when you eat dinner. I mean, eating lunch, you know, whatever hours into the day, and then until dinner, which is basically when it gets dark, so depending on...
Right. So then what we'd have to do is figure out where in Bavel Marukba lived and what was the length of that day. Now, it might have been that when the day got really short, he might have eaten even less. Anybody here is capable of time travel? We can find out. But
it seems to us like the cheat, though, I mean, depending on where you were and what time of year it was, that would be the amount of time you wait. I mean, like, kind of like
what Brian. So what do you think the shortest amount of half a day could be in the world as it's astronomically constituted? What's the least amount of daylight? And I'm not talking about, you know, in the Sweden, whatever, where the Antarctica or whatever, the Sweden or whatever. I'm talking about in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. What's the shortest day that you could have had? I wanted to, just curious.
I mean, assuming something like the way it is in Israel, you're talking an eight, nine hour late in the middle of winter, because they're sort of on the same meridian at that point.
Okay, so then what would half of 8 be?
4 hours.
Good. Okay, I see we have a math major here. Okay, so that's good. Okay, so, you know, what can you do? I ein li ela ma she'amru
harishonim.
So that's being thrown around by Reb Brian, not by me. I'm saying he only gave it as a siman. Here's the way I understand it. It's based on Tom, or it's based on Buster Ben Ashinayan. Right? Hold on. So why did he give that? Okay, I'll get historical to make everybody happy. Certainly make Brian happy. I'll get historical. Why did he give that? Because people didn't walk around with Seiko watches at the time. So why does the Gemara all throughout, I know all of you are doing Daf Yomi, so you know that the Gemara tells you, simanim for the Mishmaros, right? Why don't they just tell you the time for the Mishmar? Because you didn't have a computer, you didn't have Luach HaZmanim, you didn't know when it was. So you have, when a man is Mesaper, you know, with his wife, when the Tarnagol goes off, they always give you simanim for what the time is, because they didn't have either radio, to my knowledge, or clocks. They didn't have chronometers, right? They didn't have them very, you know, what's the big anachronism? I'm sure the big thing that you were all taught in high school when you read Julius Caesar is he has the clock strike, you know, a certain hour, and they didn't have clocks. They worked on, how do we know that they worked from the Gemara, that they worked on sundials? They told the time because of the Easter Chometz on Erev Pesach. Remember that sugya? Yeah. Right? You can be toed between certain hours as to where the sun in the sky is. So we machmir an extra hour, right? But the fact of the matter is, I just think that the Suda Lasuda, in my opinion, and it's a humble opinion, the Suda Lasuda is just a siman. That's all. It's not because they want you to have to spread it out sociologically, and if you in a community where people eat, listen, by me, I would never be waiting. For me, I the whole day is a suda, right? So I would never be waiting.
Was that the only siman they could use?
Although I will point out that I'm now on a diet. Okay. Yes.
Was that the only two siman available?
No, he just thought that that's an easy way to remember because you're eating. I'm eating in one way. I understand it. Seichel Yashar. My Rebbe, Reb Steinwurzel, Zechutzal Brachel, used to always, whenever I said anything logically, he'd say, it's a bala batish shesfara. So, yeah, I used to say, it's been a bala batish, right? So here's the thing, you know, I'll give you a bala batish
shesfara.
Yeah, you know, or yeah, I thought it was a zilzal of me, but, you know. Yeah.
Bala batish,
okay? Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, good. Was it a compliment or an insult? I don't know.
No, we always say that. The irony is.
Yeah, okay, I know, they always, okay, see what you say, what I would say, a very bala batish svara, okay, you're talking about eating, since he held that you should wait about 6 hours, and he knew, and he used to eat only every 6 hours, he said, what I do is I wait for the next suda. Easy.
So then wait till next suda, so then the hours is irrelevant.
No. No, you left out a piece of information. Because he used to wait about 6 hours between Suda and Suda, Gemara and Shabbos.
Because Ra is claiming that that's how they would do
no,
it.
No, he's not claiming. He's citing a Gemara and Shabbos.
That Markle himself did this.
That Talmidei Chachamim did. That was the practice
that
among Talmidei Chachamim.
Well,
and I hope that you wouldn't go so far as to say Marukah wasn't Talmid Chachamim.
No.
Okay, but I'll give you a better argument. I'll give you a better argument rather than the argument from fear of censure, which is a great argument in the Yeshiva Shevelt, right? I'll give you a better argument. he is saying, I'm not Dr. Pepper compared to wine, right? I'm wine that went bad. That's what he's saying. I don't. My father waits an amount of time. I wait a smaller amount of time. That's what it seems to be. I can't. To me, that's very compelling logic. Okay, maybe we'll follow Aparei Rabim Lahatzos and we'll end. Does anybody else find that to be compelling logic?
No.
No? Okay. No, I mean, I know what your story will be. As long as you said the kabanas and you did a recruit and whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, all right. Okay, Brian, I can't convince you, so can I go on? Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. Now, we have all the parts of the sugya, so now I want to go back to the Tosfos that the Kohen quoted. Okay? On Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, actually, I want to go to that Tosfos. Okay. As a matter of fact, Dan, do you have it actually? Do you have that open Phoenix? Yeah. Do you mind reading for us? Remember, I said we would do this Tosfos, but only after we did all the other parts of the Sugya, so that we'll have an appreciation for it. Okay? Dr. Michelle, with me? It's on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So remember now, what are we talking about? We had the comment made by Agra, the halacha quoted by Agra. Then we have a maisa that took place. And now we're asking from one maisa back on that comment. Okay? So, ofu gvina in basar gvina la. Javit? Oh, do you have Turas Adaf on that? On you? You don't.
No.
So you have to go look Tosfos separately? Is it too much? I can get somebody else to read it.
They got it.
You got it? Okay.
Okay. So same up. Teika Paris Vigvina after Basar. Abasar after Gvina.
He'll explain. The Rav Yitzchak.
Rav Yitzchak Gvina after Basar. Abdel. The Vodam makes no more Basama.
Okay, so you've got a comment made by Agra that says, right, that's talking about what? It's talking about meat and oaf and then gvina, and now you have a maisa where you have gvina and then basar. Okay? V'yesh lomar, dehafi parech. The kinua. Okay, now, does it matter the order? Go ahead. Vehechi dami. So this must be only talking about, this first section is only talking about where we eat milk first. Go ahead. It's lav dafka, right? Ella. Low. But God the maskir. He's only following the linguistically, that's all. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Tamifarish. Okay, woo, look at that. That's a great shita, right? You like that shita? Okay. Before we start with ice cream, right, where, you know, let's go further, okay. Achal gvina. So what happened to Mar Ukva, according to that shita? Umar Ukba, go ahead. So he uses the first part of the sugya to define the Mar Ukba. Mar Ukba just says, I wait the Sudak Risa when I don't do Kinuach and the Tila. Now tell me, does that really make sense? Such a big deal to wait? I mean, listen, it's Tosfos. We saw the Shach being said, the Shach quoted the Rashal once, do you remember? But what can I do? Tosfos said it, right? So what can I, Tosfos said it, and I can't make fun of Tosfos. I'm not even vinegar. You know, I wonder what I am compared to Tosfos. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't make any sense to me. This is Svara. Because Mar Ukba comes and says, my father waits 24 hours because he doesn't want to do Netila and Kinuach. And I wait 6 hours, if you accept that, because I don't want to do Netila and Kinuach. Take a piece of bread, take some leaf time, wash your hands. Instead, I wait 6 hours. Mar Ukba is defined by this discussion over here.
Why can't we just say that there is just a
Kumru? Inami, go ahead, Ellie appears in the Tosfos. Inami. Machmir Alatzmo. There you are. Okay. Okay. All right. But read what they say. Tosfos says, Ula Perusho. Do you mind continuing? Do you have it, Dan? Too bad. Okay. The apogav. What happened to that? Because he said Oph Ugvina Nechalim Batikura. Maybe it meant something else. How do we square his language with the practice? Go ahead. Okay, maybe that's what he held. Or maybe Oph Ugvina Nechalim Batikura means they can be eaten behefker if you ate the Gvina first. It could mean that too, couldn't it? Saying Oph Ugvina doesn't necessarily mean an order. It means the two items. Can I eat Oph after I've eaten Gvina? Bafikura, right? Okay.
Yeah, but that means then you have a stronger read. The stronger read is to say...
What?
Mean that there's no order at all.
Right.
I mean one...
Right, absolutely. I need to have a reason. So you're right. If I don't want to read this over here, the Mar Ukba, according to this... Then maybe I don't want to read that according to Mar Ukba. You're correct. Go ahead. Mihu kasha brisa de agra. So why does he even have anything to say? Right. Okay. Omihu Eshkan Nami. Right. He was like Rabbi Akiva, but he didn't mention Chaya because it's not so, you don't go to a lot of Chaya restaurants. Right? Okay, go ahead. Chanichayim are gums. Good Hebrew word if you don't know it. Still used today. Okay, don't say chanichim. Those would be your campers or your students. So chanichayim are your gums. Okay? All right? Okay? So, Rabbeinu Tam actually had a svara that chicken was different in its consistency and its tam, and therefore, and it wasn't nimshach atam, it didn't get stuck in the teeth. Okay? Now, According to the Shita, let me just summarize the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag. What when Rav Pista said, and what Mar Ukba was Magdir is only applies. It's one consistent sugya, and only applies below Netilas Yadayim, below Kinuah Kapeh. When you have Netilas Yadayim and Kinuah Kapeh, it's mutter miyad lechol gvina lechar basar, according to their shita. And this is the shita of then of Rabbeinu Tam in the Bahag. Achal basar, mutter lechol gvina bikinuach, hadacha unetilas yadayim. Otherwise, chayev lechakos lesudasa achrisa. Okay? Now, this is not like the other sheet of the Tosfos, the Basar Ofen Gvina, Nechalim Zechar Zeh, whether you ate Gvina first or whether you ate Ofer first. And even without Kinuach Netila and Hadachas HaPeh. If you ate, however, Basar Behema Kodem, according to that sheet of the Tosfos, then you have to wait until Sudach Risa. And so the only discussion over here is about Ofer. If you ate gvina before basar behema, then kinuah for hadachas apeh during the day, and velelia also netilas yadayim. Okay, that's the other sheet of the Tosfos. Now, anybody that has on their CD-ROM the Rambam, you can go to Perek Tes Macholos Asuros, halachas chaf vav to chaf ches, which I mentioned that we would look at, but you can follow them here. I believe they might be in the cited in the Beis Yosef. Okay? Halacha Chaf Vav. Yes?
So this opinion is just
Besarov. Right. Mar Ukba is talking about Besar Behema. Over here we're talking about Besarov. So you can be like the Tosus and the Bahag. You can't today because you can't hold the way because the rope posting to hold that way, but the Tosfos and the Bahag said Mar Ukba has to be coordinated with Rav Chista. So Mar Ukba is only talking about when you don't do Netilas Yadayim and Kinuah Kapeh. But otherwise, he'd agree also Bafi Korad. Okay? Here's the Rambam. Everybody have it? Who has it? Okay? Misha Achal Gvina Ochalav Techila Mutar le'chol acharav basar miyad. But tzarich sheyadiach yadav yikaneach piv bein hagvina ubein habasar. V'kama mikaneach piv, how much do you have to do it? Bipas o biperos sheloasan uvolan o poltan. You have to chew them to get the tom out of your mouth. Uvachol mikan chimasapeh. Chutz mitmarim, o kemach, o yirakos, she'ein elu mekanchim yafeh. Okay, so he says there has to be just kinuach hapeh. A lot of people wait an hour between milkus and fleishiks, right? Okay, he says just kinuach hapeh, the Rambam. Chav zayin, bamedvarim amurim, bebasar behema, besar behema, o chaya. Avalim achal besar of, achar shechal gvina, o achalav, ein sarich lo kinuach hapeh, below Netilas Yadayim. Okay, so Oaf, you don't even need those. Misha Achal Basar Techila, he says, Bein Basar Behema, Bein Basar Oaf, Lo Yochal Acharav Chalav, Ad She Yishe Beinehem, Kidei Shi'ur Seuda Acheres. Vehu Kemo Sheish Sha'os. Machlokas, Brian, and the Rambam. Mipnei Sha Basar Shel bein hashinayim she'eino sar b'kinuach. So remember, he doesn't hold like Rashi nimshachatam. He holds the reason is because of the basar bein hashinayim. So we can see then how the Rambam explains our sugya, because this psak is an explanation of our sugya. In halacha chaf zayin, then the Rambam then explains agra. Avalima chabasarof achar shachal agvina, ein sarich lo kinuach, right? Dehainu, bafikoran. That's the Rambam explaining what a fikoran means. One second. V'had agra, only applies, according to the Rambam, then, with Gvina, Techila, and Oaf afterwards. Because the Rambam also brings together what Agra said with what Rav Chisda said and what Marukpa said. Here's the Rambam Shita in the Sogya. Rav Chisda, Chal Basar, Hua Din, Basar Behema, Hua Din, Basar Oaf. So when the Gemara asked from Rav Yitzchak, from Agra, everything fits together. Because Agra Mashma, only if you ate Gvina first and then Oaf. Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak, Achal Gvina, V'charkach Basar Behema, and didn't Natal Yadayim. And they answered this, only at day. Okay? So now, you should look carefully at the Halachah of Zion. You'll see that the Rambam added in the words Bisaro, Bisar Chaya. And anybody's interested can look there in the Kesef Mishnah, who gives an explanation in the name of the Ron why he added in. And I'm not going to go through that. I would explain it actually differently for anybody who's interested. I could explain it, I think, in a much simpler way. But you look first in the Kesef Mishnah if you're interested. Now, let's then go to the Mechaber now, and we'll get to Halacha. Okay? Se'if Aleph. Achal Basar. Afilu Shelchaya. V'Oaf. Lo Yochal Gvina Acharav. Ad Sheyisha Sheish Sha'os. V'Afilu Im Shaha Kishiur. Im Yesh Basar Benishinayim. Sarich lahasiro the haloes latino sarich lahamtin. Because the Mechaber passes like this time of the Rambam. Yes, Yisrael.
Are you trying to check? Or the subject probably not in there. Is there a
chazaka
that can be
beat? Well, I know there's a chazaka, but I think you have to check, right? Because.
You have to check?
Yeah, you have to check. You have to check your teeth.
That after the estimated time.
No, what I'm saying, what he says is, Achi Yisha Shei Shaos, Vafilim Shao Kishirim, Yesh Basar Benishinayim, Sarik Lahasira.
But it's not like if you wait 6 hours, you floss. If you wait 6 hours, then it's a chazaka that they're done.
Maybe. Well, that's what we said. I said that last Wednesday, actually. But I want to say, it's not so clear from the Lashon of the Mechaber. All I'm doing is reading the Lashon of the Mechaber now. It's not so clear from the Lashon of the Mechaber. He says, Sarik Lahasira. Okay? We defined it that according. Remember, we said that the whole question is whether or not the question Basar Shebeta Shinayim Makarile, right? We said, is that the continuation of the discussion of Rav Chisda? Or that's a separate question. If it's a separate question, then it has to do, then we only wait because Basar Ben Shinayim is only Basar during the first 6 hours.
Right.
But if it's a separate question, then it's another Chumrah. And I just wanted to point out that from the Lushan and the Mechaber just itself, it seems like he reads the Rambam like, he reads the Rambam, he reads the halakha like the Rambam, and now let me just say why I think David would be right. Because if he reads, and in response to your question, if he reads the halakha like the Rambam, then the reason for the Shei Sha'os is Basar Ben Shinayim. Therefore, then, the Shei Sha'os defines what's Basar Ben Shinayim. After 6 hours, the meat that's found between your teeth shouldn't be meat. But nevertheless, he says, Sarek La Siro.
Yeah, because he's worried about Rashi.
Okay, because he's Choshesh to Rashi, because it goes back to who said Tov Lechos Bechumrei Shnei Atami, namely the Torah. Now we got the whole piece. Okay, just wanted to lead you through the analysis. I didn't want to just say, I want to lead you through the analysis, okay?
The shopping tabs also both say they don't have to check after the...
Well, let's look. I mean, let's look. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. What's the matter?
Is
Rambam, that's not for Rashi, but for the Rambam, there's two svaras. The Rambam
To make my dentist very happy, I always floss after I have meat. Always. What? Yeah, because it wouldn't be food because you don't get hanah from it. You wouldn't make a bracha. Right, but maybe it's still basar legabe basar b'chalav. Okay? It's all...
We're saying it's not food. We're saying it wouldn't be basar
legabe. Let's flip into the topic.
It's not food. It's disgusting. It's... It's not official. It's misasik. How many different things? I mean, it's like some so strange.
So you'll be happy not doing it, right? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Tov lechos b'chumr shnei atami, and that's what I do. Okay, that's just personally what I do. That's all. No. Why would you have to wait another 6 hours? Because he would only say nimshach atam. And you could say there's no tam of that basar then a shinaim. If I've understood what you said correctly, there's no tam of basar in that. I would agree that it's nifsal me'ochel after 6 hours sitting in your mouth, right? So I don't know. I've never checked, but I would imagine that the little pieces of meat that are left in your mouth that have been sitting there and oxidized by your breathing in and out and whatever. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic here. But the fact of the matter is, and I just use the scientific word, which isn't shy up to me, you know. But I have to say, well, so what's the force of the question? Baser b'nei shinayim mai, when the Gemara says that, what's the force of that question? Right. In the end, I'm interested in a good read of the Gemara and a good read of the Halacha. Right. So what's the force of that question? In the end, if you just do whatever it says in the Badei Shulchan, I'm happy. But I want to understand. So what's the force of that question? Did he just suddenly... By the way, we're on the topic of milk and meat, so I just want to answer something about meat. Right? Or is that an explication of the waiting then? So for the Rambam, it's clearly connected to the waiting. That's why he asked him. He said, you got to wait because Baser Ben Hashinayim. So he says, well, wait a minute. How about Baser Ben Hashinayim that's been there for a really long time? That would be the force of the question. Answer, they still call it a basar or deno ben shinehem, gives them a pasuk. Right? Okay. So maybe what that means, what?
About oath.
Maybe what that means is, it's not smachta, but maybe what it means is you got to remove the meat from between your teeth. Or maybe it means that during the first 6 hours, you can't eat because of the meat between your teeth. The Rambam clearly seems to say that. So for the Rambam, that defines it. The Mechaber holds like the Rambam, but knows Tov Lechos B'chumr Shnei Atami.
Do you think the Rambam would have had that view? Seriously, do you know that ways to remove the pieces of meat?
Well, do you know they didn't have toothpicks? I mean, I don't know when the toothpicks come in.
I saw the Bible children. I said they needed dressing as well. You couldn't do a good enough job cleaning it out. It kind of catches around it. But Lamaisa, I mean, if you can get it out.
Well, I mean, I can hypothesize, but I have to say this is an area where I believe that you'd be as expert as I would in answering the question.
Well, when we learned it, I know this is...
What did you think?
This may sound funny, but we thought when we learned it that it's really, you know, a burping. It's the only way it can make sense of it. I mean, if you're talking about getting out of your teeth, then floss. If you're talking about Tom, then mouthwash. The only thing you really can't get away from is the salami burp or something like that. It just happened that 2 hours, 3 hours later, you're going to... And seriously, that's what happens when you eat these heavy meats. So the only way you can make sense... The crazy place he talks about digestion... We thought like it was kind of in between. It wasn't digestion. It was that's the lice. I mean, is what happens, you know. So that's why we're so machmir for these things. So we say after 2 hours, the burping is not common.
Okay.
But otherwise, you can have a problem because if you wash your mouth out with Listerine and you floss, it's so crazy to say you still have to wait.
Absolutely. That's what I was about to say. Took the words right out of my mouth.
We believe you can do a bedika. For other issues.
What do you mean a little fluke? The whole thing. Shema Yafai and Batsim Yashinai. So I'm telling you, I won't. I'm just flossed it out.
Right, so every Shema that we so you're going to tell me that at every Shema that we have, if I can set up a situation in which I can guarantee the Shema doesn't take place, then the Gzeira is not following me?
No, but I think with Bahasha Chatzet, effectively, he says that really should be, but we're not going to get it good enough. Okay, so that I can understand, but my point is, in theory, he agrees that if you could really get it out, go to the dentist, and he can tell you, we do this all the time. So that if you go to the dentist and he tells you, I just flossed, and I checked, I don't see any meat in there. So every time I dare bought it anyway, best case scenario.
Right.
So, I
mean, it's like, it's
not going to be covering insurance.
Yeah, it's soup, you have the bra.
Okay, so here's the.
All these options.
You think you should down. You put in the other pair.
Okay, so anyway, what can I say? Yisrael Kadoshim Hain and Haman there were Hoshesh, right? Okay? But. Okay, let me go further. Okay? Now. By the way, I point out that also the Rif also holds that the Shiur Misuda Lasuda is a Shiur Zaman, as we read there. Okay? Now, however, we're going to look at the Tosfos in Gibra Masna Lusudasa before we do that task, because that's really the source of a lot of this stuff. So let's look at Lusudasa. And we'll make Brian happy. On Kufhei Amud Aleph. Lisudasa achrisa achelna. Marukba says, I eat the next suda. La bisudasa shirigiling la sos achas shakris achas arvis. Ela filu la alter. Im sile kashulchan uberech mutter de lo plug rabbonin. Now here's Brian come to life in the pages in the Tosfos comment. Okay, do you want to get it? Because you're going to like it. Okay? What did Tosfos say? In the end, what did he say? He said suda. A suda is a suda. Right? A suda is a suda. What's a suda? Suda is preceded by washing the hands, recitation of motzi on the ikar, the eating, and the removal of the table and benching. Anything you eat after that is another suda. Notice the siluk ha-shulchan. In a little over a month, we'll be ourselves reflecting on the practice of siluk ha-shulchan, right? Every time we remove the Seder plate, right? It's effectively, we're recalling the time when they used to have the shulchan would be on wheels, you'd be lying on couches, and they would roll it away. That's the siluk ha-shulchan. Now, so here, what, in the end, Tosfos says here, they said suda. He said suda. He shouldn't have said suda if he didn't mean suda. That's what he meant. Now, it's pretty mekil shita, right? What happens in the hands of the Balei Halacha? Tosfos says here that you're not even obligated to wait a shir zman. Lav bisudasa shirigiling lasos achas shakris achas arvis. Forget that gemara, he says, Brian. Ela filu la'alter im silek ashulchan oberech mutter delav plug rabbanan. So Tosfos explained mar ukba according to its pshat. He said misuda lesuda, and his intention, according to Tosfos, is apparently suda mamash. Ela mashikasvu delo plug rabbonin seems to indicate, in my mind, another intention, lefi anu yustati. Avua demar ukba waited a shiur zamani. Mar Ukba came, and he was Mekil. The question is, if his Shi'ur is less stringent in degree, or also in nature, or character, in essence. Tosfos also holds, like the Rishonim who explained Sudasa li Sudasa as being that we're dealing lasos achas b'shachris, that the kula of Mar Ukba legabi aviv was a kula bidarga in degree, right? Namely, Misuda Lasuda is a Perek Zman. A Perek Zman that's more limited than the Perek Zman of Me'es Le'es. Ella, they said, Lo Plug Rabbanan, this way I understand the Tosfos. Dafilu Silek Miyad. Then they were somchim on the shear of Suda Lasuda. Zosomeris. What does this mean? They're adding the words to Lo Plug Rabbanan to mean that, yes, we also see that it's a Perek Zman that's shorter. Except they were not mechalkin between, if you waited 6 hours, like you used to do, like they were had the custom of doing, to whether you just removed the table and benched. Lo Plug Rabbanan. Even if we'll rely on this kula that comes out from their use of the suda of Misuda Lasuda. So this kula of the Tosfos, Misuda Lasuda, how far can you take it? So let's look in the Ramah in Seif Aleph. The Haminhag HaPashut. You have the words? The Haminhag HaPashut Bimdino Seilu Lahamtin Achar Achilas Basar Shah Achas The Ochlin Acharkach Kvina Mihu Tzrichim Levarech Gamkein Birkas Hamazon Achara Basar. De Az Have Kisuda Acheres De Mutter Lechol Lidivre Hamekilin. Aba below Birkas Hamazon Lo Mehane Hamtanas Sha'a. Ve Ein Chiluk Im Hintin Hasha'a Kodem Birkas Hamazon O Acharkach. Ve Yesh Omrim. Does he continue?
A little more.
I lost my place. Okay. This is really the opinion of the Tosfos. So now let's look in the Shach, Sif Kut and Vav. At the very end, just before the lines get wide, the last little bit of the Sif Kut and in the Shach, just before Sif Kut and Vav. Let's read Sif Kut and Hay first. The Kusav Mar Shalsham Im Lo Sile Kuberech Afilu Kol Yom Kulo Usser. You got to have the end of the. It doesn't matter, right? Deha Ba'inan Suda Acheres. Namely the Ramah, so the Shach says that you have to pay kavod to, you have to give respect to the word suda l'suda. So you need then to bench and be misalek the shulchan, even if you wait 6 hours, you're in the same. So if you're in betolk the same suda, and you kept the suda going by eating bread, right? By the way, a big problem is that a lot of times you're at a suda where there's a lot of whatever, and you you waited more than a shear of equal, and you might have missed benching, right? So you should keep on eating bread during the course at least. Every a little bit over an hour or so, just eat another keep the meal going. Yes, Ami.
Is it possible to put the two together and say that if the sutta doesn't end until you bench, and Bain Sutta was sutta is a time thing, then really you have to wait 6 hours from the time of the bench and not 6 hours from the time?
There are shittos like that, yes. There's shittos that the time starts.
Like we have a long launch right. Of Shabbos that ends at 3 o'clock.
Right. There are shittos that that say that the time of waiting, Bein Sula L'Suda, starts at the end of the Suda.
I'm saying even according to the ones who say it goes from the Achila, but is the Achila not considered over until you finish?
Probably not. Right? Well, what does he say here? Read the words to me. Read the words to me. Aval below birkas hamazon lo mahani hamtash shah achas lav davke din hachinami de kol yom kulo usher shitzil ad shesilek ubeirech. Right? So you can't really tell from there where he says to start counting from. I would. Yeah, well, that's what we're gonna read next. Okay, so I've got this all marked up. I'll go in your order. Yeah.
That line that I just basically look 18 promising that should off clothing break by the muscle of the does not imply that you can bench in the next minute. Let's say you wait an hour, you wait 1 minute less than an hour, and you bench. And then the next minute, and you can just eat. Right? So you really just waited 1 minute since benching.
No, I don't know that you. I don't know that it applies. I don't know that it implies that. I mean, I would read it that way, shot wise, but I don't know that it necessarily has to be that way.
But he's saying there's no difference, so that would imply that he feels that there's no difference between benching right away.
Ein chiluk im himtin hashah kodem birkas hamazon o achar kach. Yeah. No, you're right. Oh no, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Okay. Now wait. Let's now. Let's read now the Taz at the very end where the lines get wide, right across from the shock we just read. Udavar Pashudhu Demishinoheg Bakula Zo Lahamtin Sha Achas Shitzarich Gamkein Lakinua Fahadacha Kamosha Huskar Bedivre Yesh Omrim Shal Ramah Shemizen Nimshacha Akula Zos. What does he mean? He means that this is the shita of the Tosfos, and therefore anybody who's somech on the kula has to hold like them b'chol diktukecha b'chol prateha. However, let's look at the Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Hay, who disagrees here. Yesh Omrim, Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Hay. I ain't shocked, but ikar defilim tin kola yom im lo berak birkas hamazon aser uvechal baser below pas by inan shiver birkach baraka achrona uvharav shekasa behamtana shaa tsarich birkas hamazon who lav dafke also holds for 6 hours. Look at the end. Umihu aminha kapashut she shaos uvirkas hamazon. Right, no kinuach, no natila. Right, so. The Prima Gunim says that the prevalent minig is sheishos uvirkas hamazon. Okay, and we'll allow you to bench. Actually, look in the Mishnah Berurah; you'll see a little discussion of that. I think. Okay, I just want to see if there's anything else I want to do here. Oh, let's look at also the Taz here for chicken. The token kavanaso the mishu ben Torah. O space, ain lech ol gvina char basar, oh ki basaro ki ima char sheishos. Roi lig or bo, we may know o sekein. Vegam sarich siluk gvirkas hamazon. Vimachal basar below pas sarich bracha achrona. Uman de'ein ben Torah, umekil b'sha'achas al kol panim by hadaka b'kinuach ha'peh. Dekulazo nimshach mitosos, desuda acharisei, hainu birkas ha'mazon, shehevi harav b'hagah. Delo keshach o zayin, de mechalik ben hamtal sha'achas, de'ein tzar kinuach, ayim divrei darke moshe, shehevi loshon, mari mashmet hamtana sha' hu lahachmir b'lo lahakel, v'zeh yore kitaz. Okay, so the prima gutting holds in the Mishkan Zahav like the Taz, that if you only wait the single hour, you would require the Hadachah Kinuach HaPeh. Okay, I think we kicked this around from every possible perspective.
Not Kabbalah.
Right?
Not Kabbalah.
No, we haven't. Yeah. Oh, okay, yes. I actually have that underlined in my book, actually. Okay? Yes. It's quoted by the Grah. Vaminhag kishesh mihu b'chule. Benuya al divrei azohar parshas mishpati. De koman de achil hai michle kechada obushata chada obusudasa chada. So you're going to bring us that parshas mishpatim. You're going to bring us that that reference? You're going to put it up? Okay, good. All right? Yeah, okay, now, right. Okay, and I also want to go over what do you do if your suda went longer than Sheish Shaos, and what you have to do about. I want to talk about that. You know what I'm going to do next time? I'm going to lay out also Piskei Din, all the Piskei Din, just in an organized way. How about we'll do that? Okay, what the final analysis is, I'll relate it back to the Gemara, but we're just going to lay out Piskei Din next time in a very Yedios type way. Okay. All right? I'm going to stop here because I'm going to give a Taruvus Bethina. So, okay, so I'm going to be here a little bit while. So we'll stop here and we'll continue. Will I have parking on Sunday, do you know? What do they say? Did you talk to them?
Yeah.
Go in and complain.
Well, ship in for a time, 21st. Yeah.
Okay.